and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's a show. It's about the things that are trending on the internet. It's also on the internet. So, you know, if you're interested in what's trending, you can come to us or, I don't know, one of the other many sources that exist on the internet. But this is an option, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Trends with Benefits, the show where we talk about what's trending right now as we're recording. It's not one of those recap shows that everyone in town is doing. It's all very current. Anyway, I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hello, and we have a very special guest today. He's a writer on the new Fox show, Party Over Here, and on our favorite podcast, Doughboys, it's Nick Weiger. Thank you so much for being here.
Wow, favorite podcast. What a compliment. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
We do. We love it. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big waste of everyone's time. I appreciate that.
How much of an hourly commitment is that show?
Well, so the show, and if you're unfamiliar with the show, it's a podcast about chain restaurants, and each week we go to a chain restaurant, we dine there, and then we report back on our experience and sort of review it.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcast itself is usually about 90 minutes, and then the actual dining experience, it depends on where we're going. If we're going to a place like Burger King, which are everywhere,
mm-hmm.
then that's usually pretty efficient. But, you know, we've taken hour-long drives to go to the closest TGI Fridays in the Los Angeles area is in Ladera, California, which is down by LAX.
Uh-huh.
And that's a little bit of a haul from where Mitch, my co-host, Mike Mitchell, where the two of us live. So it just depends on where we're going.
But
I'd say it's not a, again, you know, I said it was a waste of everyone's time. It's chiefly a waste of our time because we have to go to a restaurant and then we have to review it. We have to drive to Burbank to review it in a studio. So,
right.
But if not you, then who?
I guess so, yeah. We have taken up the challenge, so I'll happily be the Prometheus carrying that fire, if that metaphor at all works. Probably not.
How much of your hatred with Mitch is real? This is like a behind-the-scenes scoop.
Yeah, so, well, on the podcast, Mitch and I have a pretty heated banter. I mean, he legitimately is an infuriating man. Like, if you spend time with him, he's very nice and he's very gentle. He's extremely talented. He's a very charming guy, very funny. But he is just, he's impossible. He's just impossible to deal with. So, maybe it's a little bit heightened for and a little bit performative, but it definitely comes from a real place of being frustrated with having to deal with him all the time.
Great.
That makes sense.
Good to know. What do you have for us, Gabe?
Well, I was going to say, you know, you all did just hear me brag about how we're not a weekly recap show. But I think I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about something that was trending in the past week here in LA, which is we got our first Shake Shack, right?
Totally.
This is so crazy. I didn't know you were going to talk about this, and I ate there today.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I ate there with Mike Mitchell from Doughboys. The two of us went with some friends.
Well, I don't want you to tip
okay, I guess we can't know.
Yeah, I won't, and I'll let you finish with your setup. But I mean, I just like that's so crazy that happens to be what we're discussing.
Yeah, it was what popped into my head as a thing to ask about. But yeah, I mean, there's a big sort of East Coast v West Coast rivalry, I'd say, right?
Yeah,
the West Coast is
Yeah.
Where is the
Tupac
location?
And Shake Shack is Biggie's. That's the first time
I'm trying to... Yeah, you gotta go over to New York and try their Biggie fries.
Great. If that analogy holds up, then pretty soon Shake Shack is gonna be assassinated outside of the Peterson Automotive Museum
right?
over there on Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
goodness,
I was just there today.
Where are you looking at cars?
Yeah, we're maybe gonna do an event there.
Oh, cool, nice.
Maybe. Is it West Hollywood, right? The location.
West Hollywood, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And it was crazy. I mean, there was like, It was like an hour wait. I think we got there about 3:20, and we probably got our food about 4:15.
Holy
shit. An hour wait. Was it worth the wait?
I would say for the experience of being part of, like, this is its first week and it's the first location in LA, in that sense it is. If it was always like that, I would say no. I would say if this is a place that's always going to have a consistent hour long wait, I would not deal with it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Harsh words.
We went.
None of those harsh words.
We did go. We went in New York.
And I'd say the wait was about the same.
Yeah. Like, you waited an hour in New York? Mm-hmm. How long ago was this?
Two years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not blown away, personally.
Yeah, but you're a West Coast boy through and through.
That's true. Nick, do you consider yourself someone who has your finger on the pulse of what's trending out on the internet at any given time?
Well, guys, look at me, obviously. you know, I will say I do spend a lot of time on Twitter just because I'm idle. I work a lot of jobs where I'm just staring at a laptop all day and I can just kind of have that open and be browsing at it. So I inadvertently am conscious of what's trending and what's going on, but I'm not like actively like searching for trends.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Sounds pretty trendy.
We have to actively search for trends as part of our job.
True.
Having taken on this podcast,
you know, I'd rather be eating like a bunch of burgers every week for our homework, you know.
Guys, not too late for a format change. Just abruptly your entire listening audience is like, wait, what is this podcast?
We now review just burgers? Doughboys.
We review every episode of Doughboys. Wait, what were you going somewhere with that?
Well, I was just going to, you know, I occasionally like to do the intro where I explain our approaches to trends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go for it.
Agata here is, she knows what the tweens and the millennials are doing, right? If it's happening on Snapchat, she knows about it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And July, he knows, like, about what's happening in, like, weird subcultures. So, like, if the bronies are doing it, or if the furries are doing it. Like, you know all about that, right?
Yeah, they're always doing it, and they're doing it with each other. Usually in the dark net or the deep web. Yeah.
Whatever they're up to on / B on 4chan, you're on top of that.
Yeah, or mm-hmm. 7chan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, July knows all the weird stuff.
How many chans are they up to now? Is 7 the max?
Look, I don't want to get too much into it, but there's definitely more than 8 chans.
All right.
So 9?
Okay, look, there's 9 chans. Yeah, there's 9 chans.
Okay.
And I like tech news.
Yeah,
so what we usually do is we'll talk about some things that are trending. With the help of our robot, who joins us now. She's the robotic version of Robo Hall, the piano accompanist.
Laurel.
Did I say something?
You said Robo Hall.
She's the Laura of Robo Hall. And she is Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Robo Laura Hall is here. She does a lot of our sort of reading of emails and various tasks, playing the piano.
She has a bad attitude, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And on the British version of your podcast, I assume there's a Robo Richard Vranch.
Yes.
There was.
You know, we had way back in the Trendiverse, we had original Laura Hall, human Laura Hall, and human Richard Vranch.
Wow.
But we replaced both of them with just the robotic Laura Hall.
You got a streamline.
Yeah,
exactly. Please be friendly and introduce yourself.
Yeah, come on.
Do you have any
She's
questions
shy
for
today.
Nick?
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Robo Laura.
I am a huge Gangnam Style fan.
You're a huge fan of Gangnam Style, the Psy hit from 2012, was it now? almost 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that song endures. I'm kind of a Gangnam Style apologist. Like, I saw that video, I was like, this is great. And then, you know, it gets way too played out. But yeah, you rewatch the video with a little bit of distance and outside of the context of it being like the Macarena of 2012, and you're like, you know what, this is a really fun, inventive song with a fun, creative video. Who gives a shit? It's great, you
right.
know? Well, there should be a South Korean pop hit in America. That's great.
Totally. I thought that was cool that something like that got so popular over here.
It was. It was like a. It was very fun. It was like silly. Every shot of that video was something crazy, some new crazy.
Yeah.
Totally. Thing happening.
The bright colors of the video really turned me on.
Oh, so as a machine, you respond to the bright colors, perhaps, that stimulate something in your mechanical cortex.
Yeah, she gets randy.
Yes, my robo vagina.
Oh boy! All right.
It almost always devolves.
She is way raunchier than the actual Laura Hall.
We actually don't know anything about her. Like, we've never heard her say a word, but we have an entire character devoted to her.
We've seen her play piano and guitar on TV, and she seems real cool.
And we went to a taping, and she was there.
She was.
So we saw her in real life, but she didn't say a word. Someday we'll have her on the show. She'll
she
be a guest.
Speaks through her keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Totally.
So our just to timestamp the ep, it's Friday, March 18th at 7:46 p.m. We're going to talk about what's trending. But first, it's our most popular segment where we have our expert Agata answering advice questions from listeners. It's Ask Agata.
Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Got it. Board certified addiction medicine.
Gabe made that beautiful intro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Agata is an expert on
everything,
an amount of things, and
a lot of stuff.
If you want to ask her an advice question, you can do that at twb.cool/ask. That's our website, or you can call our hotline, which is 432 Agata. Hi.
Hi.
Agata. Hi.
What do you have for me today, Robolore Hall?
This question is from Library Lass. Hi, Agata. I started a new job at a library a few months ago. My boss is doing this annoying thing. Almost every day, she'll comment on something I'm eating. Sometimes it's like, a salad, so healthy. No wonder you look like you're in shape. Or if I'm eating a piece of candy, oh, naughty. I can't ever have candy. I'm too heavy as it is. It really bothers me when she squeezes in a comment about my body or hers. Is there anything I can do or say to get her to tone this down? We're a pretty small workspace, so it's not always feasible to not eat in front of her. What do you think?
What a nightmare. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I hate when people do this to me. Like, why? Why? I mean, it's just like insecurity about yourself, right? Like, that's the only reason you would like be like, oh, you're so skinny. Why are you always eating salad? Or the opposite.
Yeah. And I think there's something too about like just sitting and eating alone where I don't know about you guys, where I'm just trying to like cram food in my face as fast as possible
right.
so I can move on to the next thing. So I'm more self-conscious than ever in those moments.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't want anyone to ever make a comment about anything unless it's like, oh, that looks good or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like you've got to respect that distance, especially this is her boss, right? Is that what she's saying? Yeah, that's like a weird, you've got this weird authority power dynamic at play. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you're eating at work, it's never like you're never having a great time.
Right.
That's always like just give that person some distance, you know, and reserve a comment like that if you're ribbing your buddy. But like, I feel like that's not a thing. You that's out of place in the workplace. As far as what she can do, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the expert, but I feel like just eat away from this person.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's a courtyard or something you can eat your meals at. I don't know what to say.
I was going to say you just ask her not to, but that's awkward because it's your boss.
Yeah.
And you can't really tell them what to do or make any requests like that. You go around them, go to like HR, and then make a big stink out of nothing. Well, not nothing, but you know.
You know what you could, I think you could maybe try is, and this might be the kind of power move she might, your boss might respect you for, is turn the tables.
Yeah.
And like wait till you catch them eating a maple bar and be like, oh, maple bar, boy, I wish I could put one of those back, but I'm watching my weight. See how that your boss replies to that.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with that. That's the official advice of this segment.
If you get fired, I am not responsible.
Yeah, I'm glad Nick and Agata are here to provide this this good advice. Because my first thought was to just eat in the bathroom.
Have you ever done that?
Wait, what? So you no one tells you anything? So you can just like get out of everyone's way?
Yeah, just get out of everyone's way. I don't know what like the bathroom situation is at this library. I know that library bathrooms can be sketchy, but hopefully there's an employee bathroom, maybe something you can lock the door, and that would be like if the good advice fails, I guess that's a backup option.
I missed in Robo Laura Hall's lovely cadence that it was a library. I'd missed that specific, but that does change things a little bit because that's already a very awkward sort of quiet space where I don't know where you find privacy exactly. They're kind
just
of built
go
to
down
be very public.
Any, just go down any like hall of books, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe find a less trafficked section if you have some aversion to eating in a bathroom where people deposit their waste. I did work a job where a guy, like an old crew guy, would consistently go into the bathroom with a full bag of Jack in the Box and go into the handicap stall and lock it and then come out 10 minutes later with the bag being empty. It's just like such a bizarre ritual, but hey, if it works for you.
Why would anyone do that?
No idea.
I kind of understand why. I would never do it.
Yeah, right.
But it's the kind of thing of like I've always thought of the easy lounge chair with the toilet in it. You know, just like once you give up.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just having a bad time. You know, he was in a dark space and he was thinking, I need to save some time. Gonna eat and then just do my business and then get out of here.
But so you're suggesting that he was using the bathroom as more than just a place to eat.
Yes,
that's disgusting. That's
yeah,
like
I'm not saying
thing.
It's good.
You're implying it.
Okay.
Well, that was you know, good advice. I'm glad we're able to help another one of our listeners.
I really want someone to like follow up with these advice questions. I want to know if my advice works.
Right.
Yeah.
Please feel free to follow up or ask a new question. By voicemail or text at 432-AGATA-HI or twb.cool/ask. And Agata is here to save your life.
Yep, that's me.
People are losing their minds over girl's sad picture of grandpa eating burger.
What?
Oh, yeah. I saw this. This was trending. There was a sad picture of a grandpa eating a burger.
Why was he sad?
July?
Yeah. Apparently, he made 12 burgers for all 6 of his grandkids, and he was the only one who showed up.
Wait, and 2 burgers each?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Maybe they're doing double patties.
I think the granddaughter posted the picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
She was the only one who showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandpa made a bunch of burgers for all the grandkids, and she's the only one who showed up, and she posted it, and then it got, like, millions of retweets. And
let's see it.
And it's just a sad grandpa.
I saw this guy.
You see this?
So people were like calling out this all the other grandchildren for not showing up for the burger party.
I think that's a natural instinct, but I also think there's an argument to be made for shitty grandpa. Maybe this is the grandpa who says stuff that makes everyone uncomfortable and you just don't want to be around him.
Yeah. Maybe he's not as nice as he looks.
Yeah.
He just says a bunch of racist stuff.
Maybe he just doesn't make good burgers.
That would be the cruelest thing of all. People just dislike grandpa's cooking.
you know, like Nick, you do a show where you're rating burgers.
That's true.
If you had a couple of grandpas where they both invited you for burgers and you knew one of them made better burgers than the other, I'm sure you would.
That would factor in. That would certainly, but it probably would also would come down to which one lived closer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that is definitely, I think that's, I don't know. It's hard to say what's going on there. That's also the kind of thing where like I saw that trending and I was just like, I don't know what the world is. Cause I just like, I get it that it's kind of weird, but it's also like, man, this is like blowing up to this huge thing. There are things I have more ease understanding and there are things like this that just like really trip me up with like, I don't know why this got so big.
Yeah.
Right. There was another thing I saw like that today too, where people were freaking out about this video where the girl disappeared. Did anybody see this?
I did not see this.
That's like one of those classic like clickbait, like virus like links. Well, it's like whenever it has a picture and it says like, click on this picture to see like where the ghost is or whatever, and you click in it.
It was something like that. Yeah. I just saw it on BuzzFeed or something.
Oh, so it was real because I saw it.
It's real if it's on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was just some news and like a girl is sort of standing behind a guy being interviewed on the news and then a lady sort of crosses in front of her and then she's gone.
Weird.
But you can kind of like see like right as the woman is crossing that she's kind of pivoting and about to move in the same direction and is obviously just behind the other lady. But people were freaking out about it. It was like that, the dress all over again.
Oh, God, not the dress.
Will we ever be free of the dress?
We put it in our theme song, so we're just going to have it forever.
We love the dress.
What a day that was, right?
It did. I was working a job at the time, and it did, like, halt productivity for a half day.
Because really?
People were just losing their minds over what color the dress was.
I remember freaking out.
Yeah.
Did we ever get an answer? No?
No.
I didn't. Follow up with us if you know what color the dress was.
Yeah, we're not going to Google it. Just tell us.
Hulk Hogan awarded $115 million in Gawker sex tape case.
I read about this before coming over here, and crazy. It's a crazy amount of money. Do you think that is more than he made in his wrestling career? Maybe not more, but like it's got to be in the same ballpark, right?
He wrestled for a long time, right?
Yeah, I think he was wrestling. He's been wrestling since the... I mean, I remember him coming to visibility in the 80s as a kid, but he must have been wrestling since the 70s. And he was certainly a star in the 80s and 90s and beyond. And in the 90s, he had like that... He had a few movies he was in.
Suburban Commando.
The Jinx there.
That's the one where he rips the doors out of a car.
I remember him punching a mime in it. I saw it as a kid.
Yeah.
But the mime's trying to get out of a box, and he thinks it's real because he's an alien, and he punches the mime because he's trying to free him from the box.
I saw it on a Boy Scout trip with a bunch of Boy Scouts just amped up because we're going to see a movie with wrestler Hulk Hogan and Christopher Lloyd, a.k.a. Doc Brown from Back to the Future, and just thinking those two together, well of course, this is going to be the best movie because this is just two things that we like put together.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's just like it's a very subpar sort of kids' action adventure.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
You should. It probably holds up.
I don't know. Like, it's crazy the idea that because $115 million is so much money. Like, the thing I read that's basically they have to pay a Jalal, you may know the details, but they have to pay, like, a bond because of Florida state law, even if they appeal it. So they need to raise a $115 million bond to guarantee the judgment. And then that in and of itself may bankrupt the Gawker company. And so, I don't know, it's just like, there's such crazy implications here.
It does seem like a big deal, and it's an interesting one because in many ways Hulk Hogan is, it seems like kind of a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Like a despicable person.
Wait, what is the scandal?
I think they just released his sex tape, right? Is there anything more than that?
It's very complicated. And it's the kind of thing where I think if you went to somebody and pitched this story without it being having a basis in reality, the reality that we know, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because it's so crazy that this DJ named, I believe, Bubba the Love Sponge had a weird thing where he would, like, him and his wife had kind of an openish marriage. Mm-hmm. And so he entrapped Hulk Hogan to have sex with his wife while he secretly filmed the encounter. And during this encounter, Hogan also uttered a bunch of racial slurs. And then that tape was subsequently sold to Gawker, and now then Hulk sued Gawker and refused to settle. I think that's a rough Cliff's Notes, perhaps somewhat inaccurate summation of the details. But it's like, that's so crazy. And then he was a huge famous wrestler, and this guy like had this big thing where he was into getting it like some other guy boning his wife while he filmed it, and then he ended up using that, like, and then that's going to lead to the downfall of this new media company. It's like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is crazy. And it is kind of weird too that people think you can just do that to someone.
Sure.
Too, though. I mean,
oh yeah, it's like scummy. Like every part of it is scummy, and you end up sympathizing with this guy who is like saying the N-word after boning some other guy's wife. You know, right. It's just like he's the hero here. It's just, it's so weird.
Oh, man,
Chris. 2016, baby.
It's crazy.
Did you watch this tape, kid?
No, I was going to, but I decided to watch the Three Ninjas movie he was in instead. High Noon on Mega Mountain, I think it was called.
I can't bring myself to watch the tape, but the detail I do know from the tape is that he had just eaten a large meal of like a bunch of sushi beforehand, and apparently, like on the tape, there's a bunch of hims going like, "Oh, I'm so full. Oh, I can't believe I did this. I had such a big lunch. Oh, I feel like a pig."
That's
every part of this story is disgusting. Just all, it's all trash.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was worth it.
Robo Laura Hall, have you seen the tape?
Robo Laura Hall is thoughtfully...
No.
thoughtfully preparing a curt response.
She definitely saw the tape.
She definitely saw the tape. Yeah,
I
know.
I was in the room.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
Cut it out.
Paris gets sausages and steaks 24/7 from vending machine.
I think that said that Paris gets sausages and steaks 24/7 from a vending machine.
Yep.
Paris, France?
Paris, France.
Like prepared sausages and steaks?
No, it's packaged.
Packaged, okay.
Meats.
All right.
Yeah.
That's like cutting out the middleman at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
I feel like that's not that crazy, right? Don't we have...
But what does it say about the jobs that are being taken
away?
True.
You're talking about French butchers?
Yeah, butchers.
What you're worried about?
There are some economic implications in this, you know, robotic workforce. But I do like that we had this one as the kicker after the story about Hulk Hogan boning another guy's wife and suing Gawker and getting awarded $115 million. But wait, hold on, guys. There's a steak vending machine in Paris.
Look, we can't control what's trending.
That's true.
What order this is.
And it's all beholden to Laura Hall's arbitrary criteria.
Exactly.
Anyway. Robo Laura Hall.
She has an algorithm that she goes by. You know.
Well, legally, her contract is she has to look at the internet and the first three things that she sees, we talk about.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. Like, I also read a thing about the Carl's Jr. Hardy CEO, who seems like a real piece of work in a bad way. Is like pushing for his dream is to have a robotic workforce where he just like he'd push all the frontline employees out of his stores, all those food service workers, and then just have it all be automated kiosks and robots to deliver or to prepare the food. And any human labor is in the kitchen out of sight. It's a crazy, you know, it's the title of a sci-fi novel, but it's a brave new world. It's like, it's crazy to think about the implications of what that means for the labor force, because that's so many jobs in the American economy. Manufacturing went away, and so many jobs now are just service jobs. And, you know, a lot of those service workers are underpaid. And now then we're talking about now a lot of those jobs are potentially going to go away because of robots. It's just, it's a crazy world to think about.
Guys, I'm sorry. Sure. I have to react to the biggest fucking bug I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa, that is a large bug.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
I'm going to take care of that. Sorry, guys. Whoa.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
There is a large bug. It's a very large, it appears to be a cockroach about the size of a field mouse.
Oh my God.
Gabe has stepped out of the room.
This is a TWV first. Gigantic bug in the room.
I'm going to step away from the mic and get a shot of this large bug.
I like how Nick's like a reporter.
It's hard to get a sense of its scale from here. I'm not also worried it's going to jump on me.
Gabe, put your hand in there.
Okay.
Oh my God, are you going to kill it with a tissue?
I mean, I don't really
need
know
like
what
a
else
shoe.
To
you
do.
You need a shoe or something.
Guys, I think let's just let the bug on the podcast.
I've never seen a bug like that in this place.
You gotta kill him with a shoe.
Okay. Guys, this is a podcast first.
Oh no, death.
We're definitely leaving this all in the show.
Oh.
Ah! Okay. Please.
That was horrifying. Gabe just smashed the bug with a shoe, and it fell to the floor, and you could hear a thud.
Did you flush it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Sometimes they come back to life. Taunt you. Oh, this is big.
Sorry, guys. I don't think I could have concentrated with it still in the room.
We had to take care of that bug.
If Andrea had seen that thing, whoa.
Yeah, Andrea doesn't like bugs at all.
We were talking about...
we were in the middle of this French sausage and steak dispenser.
Oh, yeah.
Before we were interrupted by this giant metamorphosis,
right.
Kafka's metamorphosis-sized bug
right.
on the wall. That bug was horrifying.
Yeah.
It was a true nightmare.
Those feelers were so long. They were like 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys like the movie Starship Troopers? Have you seen it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is something like the bugs are obviously like a little, I think it's a really good action movie and has some, you know, things to say about propaganda and fascism and all that
sure.
that a lot of people have written about critically. But it's like just the idea of giant bugs I find so scary. Like I don't like bugs, and then the idea of them being big and seeing their like little feelers and
like
in giant size, like, get that out of here. I don't want anything to do with that.
What about the amount of bugs?
Yeah, there's also a lot of large bugs, like
right.
that many large bugs. I'm like, just no thank you.
Yeah, you guys see Joe's apartment?
Oh yeah,
sure.
A lot of bugs in that.
Yeah, stay away from that movie. You're not a fan of bugs.
I was gonna say The Mist is another one for scary big bugs. But yeah, that was that thing was trending in this room. That's
pretty yeah, that's relevant.
And now it's dead, making it making this the podcast equivalent of a snuff film.
I mean, I guess we're gonna have to leave in the death and all. It's part of the story now.
I think you guys can find some cuts in there. There's a lot of dead air, but yeah, feel free. I'll leave it to you. I'll leave it to your discretion.
Sure.
No, we love dead air. Now, let's move on to the greatest segment the show has, because it's my segment. Sorry.
Okay, maybe rein it in a little, July.
Okay.
A real fuck you to your co-host.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an okay segment. And it has a theme song.
July's funny pigeons.
What? That great. Was the first time I've heard that.
What is that?
That is a meteor herd from the Sonic the Hedgehog Adventure 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And you just mashed it up with Darcy's
yes.
thing?
Mm. Yeah, nice. Darcy Carden, previous guest. The
A delight.
Yeah,
yes.
Original gangster. So this is July's Funny Pages. This is the part of the show where I read a comic.
Did you make that, July?
Yes, I did
okay.
make that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It really sounds good. Great.
Thank you. Took an hour.
worth it.
This is the part of the show where I read a comic. I give the choice of which comic I read to the guest. Nick, you have three choices. You can choose between Blondie, Pluggers, or Dennis the Menace.
Oh, boy. It's a real, real Sophie's choice in a bad way. There's no good option there. You know what? I'm going to go for the one. I really like that the main character of Blondie is not Blondie, but her husband Dagwood. I think that's an interesting editorial choice, and I'm going to go for that reason. That is my logic, which was really important for everyone to hear, in selecting Blondie.
Great.
Great choice.
So you're familiar with this comic?
I am familiar with this,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, Gabe, are you familiar with this comic? Because as listeners know, I'm usually not familiar with any of the comics, and Gabe usually has a vast knowledge of...
Well, Blondie's a real looker, and her husband, Dagwood, likes sandwiches that are real tall. I think they've named a real sandwich after that, right?
Okay.
Everyone's got kind of weird hair.
Boss yells at him.
Boss, yeah.
This was like probably the most culturally relevant thing in like 1935. That was like oh, Blondie, that's the ticket. That's what everyone was talking about. Also, we got to put a stop to this new chancellor in Germany. He's up to no good.
Okay, great. So there are three panels in this comic.
Usually we guess the last panel.
Okay, great.
Yes, and July will read the first two in great detail, probably more detail than anyone needs.
Well, it's a visual medium. This is an oral medium, A-U-R-A-L, oral.
Right.
So I understand the need for a little bit of description.
Yeah, so we are in Blondie's house, apartment, I don't know.
I think they live in a house.
Okay, they're in a house, okay. They're in the living room. Dagwood is sitting on a couch next to Blondie, who's sitting on a different couch with her back sort of towards Dagwood, and he's sneezing. So he's letting out a big achoo, which frightens their dog, who kind of looks like Pluto, but is blue.
This is all in one panel?
This is all in one panel.
All right. Very dense.
And they're on back-to-back couches?
Yeah, it's very weird. And he was also reading. There's no title in the book, so don't know what he's reading.
Okay.
Blondie says, bless you. All right, so that's the first panel.
Wow.
Second panel, we're still in the living room. Blondie says, my goodness, dear, you sneezed 10 times in a row. Dagwood replies, I know. Can you believe it? Now, what do you think the final panel is?
What's the dog up to in panel two?
Oh, he fell asleep.
Oh.
Maybe he was sleeping before. Maybe he woke up.
Yeah, he was startled.
Yeah.
Right back into that nap. Our guess is what happens in panel three?
Yes.
Can you tell us who's talking, or is that too much?
You want a clue?
Yeah.
Dagwood gets the last line.
Okay.
I like to think like the 3 days before this comic was just him actually sneezing 10 times in a row, and then waking up the dog, and then the dog falling back asleep every other.
Real lazy week for the writers of Blondie.
Everyone's great aunt was on the edge of their seat. When's he gonna stop sneezing? Do we just go around? How does this work?
Yeah. Whoever has a guess first.
All right. So my guess is that Dagwood's in the third panel. Dagwood replies, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
To nothing. He just says that to
you. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, one of these days he's going to snap. It might as well be.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay. Well, that's a great guess. I will not say if it's correct until everyone has their guesses out.
Well, I don't know. You go, Gabe.
I'm going to guess that he says, I'm allergic to not eating big sandwiches.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a Blondie caliber joke.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah,
it's really good. Can we get the dialogue again, please?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want a recap? Okay, great. Achoo. Bless you. My goodness, dear. You sneezed 10 times in a row. I know. Can you believe it?
And then he talks next.
Yeah.
And he says...
His line was, I know. Can you believe it?
I have nothing. I have nothing. What is it?
Okay, so final panel. Blondie has turned her head away. She goes back to reading whatever she was reading.
Mm-hmm.
The reader does not know that she was reading anything in the first two panels because that was not visible.
And we still don't know what either of them were reading specifically.
No. Dagwood says, my old record was 8 times.
That's the punchline? Oh, boy. Mm. Gabe's is a definite punch up. It should have been they should have had a big sandwich reference in there. The guy would have gone nuts.
Oh, what if they said that's one more than how many Chans there are?
It would have been great too. Relevant. They don't. The problem is they don't have like a room for Blondie. It's just like one old guy and working in a vacuum, and he's running out of material. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what the joke is supposed to be there.
You know, these comic writers, they're on the spot to deliver five.
They phone it in
a week.
Well, I think it's a commentary on marriage. See, you know, Blondie and Dagwood, they know each other really well, of course. So it's, you know, it's something funny between them. You know?
They've got a sneeze.
So it's a comic sneeze. That would only be funny to the fictional characters in the comic itself.
Correct.
Great. Another great comic.
Knocked it out of the park.
Did you? What would you had you read the Plugger and Dennis the Menace prior to this segment?
No.
So you hadn't read any of them. You're going cold. Oh wow. Yeah, okay.
This is a cold reading of comics.
I like this a lot. All right, great.
Thank you.
I was curious to know your assessment of which of if we picked the best one, but that will remain a mystery.
Well, usually I don't say this is the greatest segment of all time because this is a pretty bad segment. And it has an outro.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I do love the little Mario Kart you got in there, though. That's great.
Is that Waluigi?
Yeah, it is Waluigi. And there was a longer cut of that I decided to cut down.
That was your condensed version.
That was the condensed version.
Okay.
Jelaya, usually I say I'm glad you go with your instincts, but I think that could have stood to have been a few seconds longer.
A few seconds longer? Okay. Oh, there's always next time.
So this is the last part of the show. Generally, we warn people about this, but I don't think we did it this time.
No.
I'm ready for anything.
Okay.
I don't want to do it.
This is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we discussed on the show. It's an improvised song. If you've seen the show before, you're probably familiar.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
We love Colin Mochrie. He's our dream guest.
Oh, man. Colin's so funny.
Yeah. Gotta get him on here.
Yeah, make a reach out.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Mochrie do it?
I don't know. Yeah,
Mochrie'd be down.
What is he doing with his time now?
I'm sure he's working a lot. He's a talented, lovely man.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's great. We love him.
He's a Canadian like you.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I think they're making new Who's Lines.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Heather Ann Campbell has been on the recent Who's Line. Right. I think he's involved in that, and I think they're ramping up to shoot more of those in April, so I'm sure he's busy with that. I think they also have some touring that they do.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta get him down on the calendar sometime.
Get Mochrie in here.
Yeah. We could definitely stop the show at that point.
Yeah, that'll be our last episode.
Just hope there isn't a bug attack while he's around.
Oh, man.
We really apologize for the bug attack. You're very shaken by that.
Okay, Robolore Hall, do you have a suggestion for a subject that we discussed today for us to hoe down about?
Grandpas.
About grandpas? Just in general?
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where we do a Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. It's the most popular segment on the show. Everyone writes in all the time and tells us more, more, more. And so this is us doing it more just for you. Take it away on piano, Robolore Hall.
So I slave away, making burgers for my children. They don't show up. I guess it's time for me to give up on life. I'm gonna use this knife to do it.
Oh, my grandpa passed away several years ago. Everyone told me he looked like Walter Matthau. Everybody loved him. He loved to sing and dance. But everyone who's born now never got a chance to meet him.
I had a grandpa, he fought in World War II. Had another grandpa, he fought in that war too. Then I had my dad, and he dodged the draft. And me, I just sit at home and fucking jack my dick. lost track of the rhyme scheme there.
Oh, grandpas, they're real old, they always die. We go to their funerals and ask why. Hey, grandma, you are still around, 'cause women on average live longer than men.
Longer than men.
That was pretty good.
True, very true. Yeah. It ends on a very true note.
Yes. We like to educate as well as inspire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy your extra years, Agata.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
A thrill. A delight.
Yeah.
It's a true honor. We love your show.
Too nice to say. Thank you for having me. A lot of fun.
And a party over here as well on Fox. We went to a taping.
We
of that
did.
As well.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, all right. Fun. Great.
It was very funny.
Oh,
loved
glad
it.
To hear.
It July. Was like a really good experience of going to a taping, because we've been to several others that were awful.
Yeah, there's some that are real drag. But yeah, we tried to have just sort of a fun live experience, and hopefully that comes across in the finished product that you'll see on TV.
Yeah, when does that air?
It's Saturday nights at 11, and if you don't watch TV, which very few people do these days, you can check it out on Hulu, full episodes, and then also a lot of the sketches are going up online on YouTube, so you can check them out there too.
Cool, awesome.
And Doughboys is on Feral Audio. And
new episodes every Thursday. We're in the midst of The Dumbest Thing We've Done, which is the Tournament of Champions, a.k.a. Munch Madness, where we're going through and evaluating all the different burger chains and trying to pick a winner.
Are you sick of eating burgers by now?
Oh, no. That's impossible. I love burgers.
Good to know. I don't have anything. July, do you have anything?
No. I'm going to give my plug to Robolore Hall. Because I think she has something to plug.
All right, what does she have?
I want to plug the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
I told you that she watched it.
I think she might be the only person who finds it erotic, too. Most people are repulsed by all the food stuff, but
were you just talking about all the sushi he ate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Well, she's going back into her closet, so we'll never know.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Rebel Rock.
Bye. Yeah, so thanks again for listening. You can find us on the web at twb.cool, all of your social media platforms, yeah, etc. Thanks again to Nick for coming. We really appreciate it. It was a great time. And bye.
Bye.
Bye.